Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting piece of content about revolutionizing UI/UX design with AI, specifically using ChatGPT and UX Pilot. Let's get right into it.
I'm all ears. It sounds like a game changer. So what's the core message here?
It's all about streamlining the tedious parts of UI/UX, especially creating design systems. The creator, Jad, walks us through his updated AI-powered workflow, showing how he uses B's tools to be more efficient and still create high-quality designs.
Design systems can be a real pain. How does he use AI to make that easier?
He leverages UX Pilot to generate a complete design system based on preferences. You can give it text prompts or even use a style generated by ChatGPT as a starting point. It's mind-blowing. Imagine a process that used to take a month can now be done in minutes. It's astonishing.
Hold on, really? Just like that? Doesn't that limit your creativity?
That's where the training comes in. You can actually train your own AI model within UX Pilot on your specific design system components. That means the AI generates screens using your Figma components. It's like having a personal AI design assistant.
Wow, I see. That's interesting. Got it. But what about the initial stages, like coming up with the actual design?
He specifically mentions using the 4.0 model in ChatGPT for generating UI concepts. That's a neat tip. But he also emphasizes the importance of real-world inspiration and recommends Mobin for that. A good balance of AI and real-world examples, I'd say.
Mobin? Tell me more. What's that about?
It's a design library with tons of real app screens. Jad says it's great for finding inspiration, seeing how apps improve their UI over time, and creating mood boards. A sponsored segment, but useful information nonetheless.
I'm really liking how he combines different AI tools. So how does he bridge the gap between ChatGPT's initial layouts and the UX Pilot design system?
That's an important detail. He asks ChatGPT to provide plain text descriptions of the layouts. This acts as input for UX Pilot, ensuring the generated design system accurately reflects the project's needs. It's the glue between ideation and execution.
Smart. I like the concept of creating a design system automatically, but how does he translate that into working on the screens?
He saves the design system to Figma, and then imports the components into UX Pilot to train the AI model. From there, he can generate consistent UI screens for all the pages in his project using the requirements he outlined earlier with, you guessed it, ChatGPT.
So it's a loop, huh? Using AI to define, create, and refine the entire design process.
Precisely, and the best part, it doesn't end with static designs. He then uses an AI coding tool, Lovable, to generate a functional prototype. He feeds the code generated by UX Pilot directly into Lovable. It's an end-to-end AI-powered pipeline.
Okay, that makes sense. This entire AI-powered process can be a great starting point for developing the final product with developers. I'm getting really excited about the potential here.
Right? And he even shares a tip about generating PDF documentation with ChatGPT. Perfect for handing off materials or documenting the project for your team. This whole approach really changes the game for UI/UX design. It's remarkable.
Definitely something worth exploring. This workflow allows for more rapid design iteration. It's a huge advantage for designers.
Exactly. And that's all for today, folks. We hope you found this deep dive into AI-driven UI/UX design insightful. Until next time, happy designing.
Goodbye.